Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Sustainability, you hear it all the time. It's a buzzword. It's getting more significant by the day, though. We have figured out that with all the resources that we enjoy from the earth, it's not limitless. Humanity's industrialization, which has produced great wealth and health for our species, it needs some adjustments. So sustainability, it's a thing, but what does it look like and who's doing it right? The city of San Antonio wants to find out. The city is seeking nominations for its SA Tomorrow Sustainability Awards. We're joined by Doug Melnick, the Chief Sustainability Officer for the City of San Antonio, and Juan Fernandez, the owner of CVF Homes and previous winner of a SA Tomorrow Sustainability Award. Doug Melnick, welcome back to The Source.
Thanks so much for having me.
So sustainability, it's something you're going to give awards out for.
Absolutely. I think we talk a lot about sustainability, and one of the things that's really important is to have local examples that we can point to so people can see it in real-world action. It's not enough for us to point to other examples in other cities, because sometimes we get lost in, we can't do that here, but there's a lot of great examples here locally that we can focus on. These awards really highlight the SA Tomorrow Sustainability Plan that was adopted by City Council back in 2016. And originally, these awards were just sort of focused on buildings. What are the best practices in green and efficient buildings? But the sustainability plan has other categories, whether it's water, natural resources, food systems. And so we've expanded the awards over the past couple years to include best practices in other sectors as well. Again, we want to really highlight the good work that's going on locally in order to build that momentum here.
Our phone number is 210-614-8980, and you can also email us at thesource@tpr.org. Who do you recommend should get a sustainability award? Who do you want to give a shout-out for doing it right when it comes to sustainability? Someone like Juan Fernandez, he's the owner of CVF Homes, and he's a previous winner of a SA Tomorrow Sustainability Award. So, Juan, what are you building there that's sustainable?
Hi, thank you for inviting us. Well, mainly it's just the design and all the planning that goes into these projects. We do residential, so mainly it has to do, the biggest and cheapest way to start with is the planning. How do you're gonna be laying the house and what materials to use. So usually the less materials, the better. So that's part of the stages, to start with a great plan so that you can also design the right air conditioning system and the right materials to incorporate in the house.
Do your customers, what does it matter to them? I mean, they're looking for a place to live, right? So they usually say the things that matter to consumers the most are price and availability.
Right. The good thing about these projects, once you test these projects, they are going to be using less energy and less water. So that directly translates to the customer. Also, these projects, once you do a well-designed and well-built house, it's going to last longer. So it's going to have a longer life cycle.
And better resale.
Right. So all of that translates directly to the person buying the house. So once you show them these advantages, they understand. People are getting more and more aware of the advantages of having these homes.
So, but there, I guess it is a little bit more expensive on the upfront.
Some things are, yes, but I think that the design itself is not more expensive. So that's a big thing. Some of the more energy efficient systems, mainly the air conditioning, which it's the main energy draw here in South Texas, are more expensive, the higher efficient systems. However, you can offset some of that with some reductions maybe in size and all of that that gets into the planning of the home.
I think one of the things that we're seeing nationally and internationally is the whole idea of the net zero energy home, where it's reducing the energy consumption of the building, but also incorporating renewables into it to sort of offset some of those electricity costs. So I think there's a whole package of improvements that are used to design these buildings that help with the overall long-term cost and efficiency.
Right, and that's something also that in these houses, once you plan, for example, all our homes, all the homes that we built are solar ready, which means that we run all the conduit, they're ready to go to install solar panels. whenever you do that from the beginning, from the roughing stages of the home, it's very inexpensive to do. Whether later on you hire a solar contractor that needs to run all the conduit, it's going to be way more expensive. So upfront, you're going to be saving some money.
So sustainability, you're going to get most of the benefits of it if you begin thinking about it. Before you even hammer the first nail or cut the first whatever, you got to have a plan that includes sustainability or some energy efficiency.
Yes, and some things are very inexpensive, like what I just mentioned. And that makes a big deal at the end. Once you get the solar panels, you're going to get a way more cost-effective system. That at the end, solar panels are expensive, but whenever you do the volume and you can lower the price, and then it's when it's starting to make sense for a well-designed house, because maybe for a big home, which is not very energy efficient, doesn't make sense because it's too big of a system. Also, another detail that doesn't cost money and that you plan ahead, we always pre-wire all of our homes for an electric car charger. Now there are more and more electric cars, so we do that as a standard. And also doing that from the beginning, it's not expensive. And eventually for the user, for the buyer of the house, it's a big advantage to have that already there.
So what does that look like? Is it just like a big plug in the garage?
Basically the same thing as a dryer. The same plug for a dryer, something like that. You leave the same preparation, similar, a little bigger circuit, but it's the same thing.
So Doug Melnick, Chief Sustainability Officer for the City of San Antonio, sounds like, you know, we've got a big operation here at CVF Homes with Juan Fernandez. He says he is, you know, he's building houses for people, but not everyone who qualifies or deserves a sustainability award is going to be a home builder, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, it gets to the idea where we're looking for some really good examples of broad sustainability. So, we had given an award to Earn a Bike co-op not too long ago, where they basically, it's a nonprofit, works on restoring bicycles for neighborhood citizens and residents who could not potentially afford to buy a new bike. That's really helping provide mobility options across the city. We've provided an award to the local Sprout Food Hub, really working, in the neighborhoods, providing food options for folks who particularly might not have access because they're in a food desert. So I think we're looking for all sorts of options. I think the one thing I would like to, just mention some of the sort of the background information, why this is so important and sustainability is so important, and where the built environment fits in is, there's two big items that have just occurred recently. One was our designation and non-attainment of ozone standards. So figuring out how our community can reduce energy consumption, thereby improving air quality. And I just came back from the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco, where it was an international discussion around climate change and climate impacts. And it's very imperative that we reduce our local contributions to these emissions. And when we look at our inventory, 47% of our greenhouse gas emissions are from the building sector. So as we make existing buildings efficient, or we make new buildings as efficient as possible, it's going to go a long way to help some of those broader air quality and climate impacts.
With San Antonio, while we're building a lot of homes because of all the people who are moving here, and I guess it would help to have higher standards, or at least make the information available to people who do building that, this is how you can do it sustainable. But also, we have a lot of older housing stock as well. So yeah, we got both, best of both worlds, I guess.
Absolutely. And I think part of the approach to improving the overall efficiency of our buildings is looking at, how are we doing with new construction, but also making sure that our residents particularly are aware of the opportunities and the rebates available from CPS Energy. And if there's any income barriers to people accessing those rebates, figuring out how we overcome those barriers. But there's still a lot of work to be done.
Let me go to the phone lines, 210-614-8980. Who's doing sustainability right in San Antonio? Mary is on the line. Hi, Mary. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. I wanted to ask Mr. Melnick about soil sustainability. Our city has adopted natural soil protocol in the TCI design standards, But right now, there's only one project that's adopted that methodology or protocol. And I'm just wondering when the Sustainability Office will be able to expand their scope to include the health of our soils.
Yeah, as we're...
So to start me from scratch, because I don't know anything about this. What are we talking about?
You know, if I remember this one, I believe TCI in their design standards, it applies to new city projects, and there's a whole series of requirements for consideration, and there are some around looking at the health of our soils, how we go about landscaping, encouraging things such as monarch butterfly or other pollinator habitat. And it's basically just trying to make sure that we're leading by example, that before we start expecting or asking other builders or other community members to take this lead to be more sustainable, that we're doing it ourselves. So I'll go back and double check where we are with TCI with that standard and see if there's something we can do to help move it along a little further.
But this the city wants to show that it is concerned about the soil on city property.
Correct.
And making sure that once you establish how this is how it should look and how it can be done.
Exactly. Ensuring the health of the soils and basically the natural landscape at our facilities.
And integrating, I guess, native species.
Exactly.
To make sure and help with pollinators.
Exactly.
And
low impact development and such.
All right. So we're talking about sustainability in San Antonio. What questions or comments do you have? The city of San Antonio is now accepting nominations for its third annual SA Tomorrow Sustainability Award. Who would you like to give a shout out? Who do you think deserves a nomination for their sustainability work in San Antonio? Large and small, large like the CVF Homes. So we're talking with Juan Fernandez. He's a builder there. Also small folks, people who are doing things in their neighborhoods, people who are casting a light, people who are celebrating sustainability in their own way. Who do you think deserves a shout out? 210-614-8980. The Source continues right after this. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. SA Tomorrow Sustainability Awards honor programs, projects, and building structures that promote sustainability and engagement with San Antonio residents and their surroundings. This is a way to cast a spotlight on the folks who are doing it right when it comes to finding a balance between development and our environment, keeping an eye on climate change, helping people understand that we have to be responsible in our growth. San Antonio has seen a lot of growth, and now's a good time for us to get ahead of what that all means. We're joined by Doug Melnick, the Chief Sustainability Officer for the City of San Antonio. Juan Fernandez is with us in the studio. He's the owner of CVF Homes, and he's a previous winner of an SA Tomorrow Sustainability Awards for his green building homes that he puts out there. So, Doug Melnick, if I know somebody that I think deserves one of these spiffy awards, how do I go about nominating?
Sure. So, I briefly just wanted to touch on the very various focus areas so people can understand the breadth of the opportunity. Energy, again, food, green buildings, infrastructure, land use, transportation, natural resources, public health, or waste and consumption. So it's, again, broad sustainability. If people would like to self-nominate or nominate somebody else, they can go to the San Antonio office's website at sanantonio.gov/sustainability. And in the banner, there's a link to the Sustainability Awards. We are accepting applications through October 1 coming up this month. And it's a simple application where you describe what the project is, what some of the benefits were, and the outcomes and how it really fits into this sort of broad sustainability plan objective.
So we got an email from Stephen, and he said, I believe San Antonio's environmental policy is heading in the right direction, but people throw terms around like sustainability and green building. They throw them around with only a general idea of what those terms really mean. Having a net zero energy home or building is admirable, but the amount of carbon expended to build a structure must also be addressed. Juan Fernandez, when you build your homes, do you think about, all of the chain to build that home?
Yeah, what we consider is try to use less materials. And whatever we don't use, try to reduce the length, sending things to the landfill. So we try to use, for example, most of the slabs that where we do the contemporary homes, we don't use any other materials like tile or anything like that. We just leave the exposed, just sealed concrete, things like that. We're using less materials in that sense. The clean wood, we mulch it sometimes and use it within the same land. So try to reduce the materials.
Okay, and Doug?
And one of the, you know, that definitely sort of hits the nail on the head in terms of the challenges that we have around particularly, you know, greenhouse gas emissions. And as we're developing our climate plan, SA Climate Ready, people can learn about it at saclimateready.org. You know, the considerations are not just the emissions that are coming directly from our buildings or from our tailpipes, but, you know, there is conversation locally as well as nationally and globally around, yes, you know, the production of emissions that come from materials that we use here. So if we purchase a television screen, you know, there's emissions associated with the production of that television screen. How do we make sure that we're accounting for those? So I think the email question is basically part of the conversation that's going on.
You know, but I'm also concerned that the good being, that's not the enemy of the perfect.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so we can get so caught up in, like, you know, trying to account for every molecule of carbon that kind of gets created in this process that we don't do anything right. But so it is a process. And so it's just beginning to think about it, just beginning to talk about it and highlight it and give awards and recognize the people who are doing the hard work and the people who are on the cutting edge of helping us figure out where we want to get to. That's something.
And you, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think, you know, again, when we look at where our emissions are coming from locally, I mentioned 47% from buildings, 38% from transportation. We know where we need to focus locally. And so I think our objective is to start working locally to make sure we can make those
changes.
Right,
and put our efforts where we can get the most rewards.
Exactly.
Let's go to Mary, another Mary who called in. Mary, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just wanting to give a shout out to Terramark, who recently did a development in our neighborhood, and they really focused on the pervious cover. They installed this for the driveways. They installed this grid system, and they had crushed rock in it. And we went over there during the recent rains, and we watched the water, which just floods off this apartment complex, which is behind the units they put in. And it was amazing watching how that grid system and the crushed rock slowed the water down.
Mary, thanks for calling in. That's a great point. Impervious cover. This is an area of great concern for us. And it seems like there are easy solutions available. And particularly when we start talking about impervious cover at some of these meetings, people, you know, this, it is kind of like they lose it. You know, why is it so hard?
You know, I think sometimes it can be a concern that whether we're talking about low impact developments or other methods to address stormwater, that there's concerns for additional costs. And so I think where, you know, we are now, both the city, the San Antonio River Authority, other local developers, again, really trying to pilot and showcase that there are other options that are cost effective. And so I think we're in a current sort of learning stage right now. But, you know, the caller's example was spot on. You know, that's the intent of this, that, you know, when we have, significant rain events, which are only going to increase in the future, that we better manage those events on site.
And also, I would like to mention that, for example, San Antonio River Authority currently has some money for projects that comply with low-impact development. So they are promoting that, and they help you get the right people to design those projects. And it makes sense. Some might be very expensive. Some might not, using things like bioswales and things that are not that complicated and make sense.
Okay, another caller, Amanda. Amanda, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. Just have to give a shout out to 1221 Broadway Lofts. We have a very interesting concept with our irrigation system where it collects rainwater into three holding cisterns. Not only is it a great, you know, conversation piece, we use it in a fountain in our courtyards, but, you know, it's also just a living testament to sustainability.
All right, Amanda, thank you for that. So rainwater catchment and using it. Rainwater is good for growing stuff. It's got the nitrogen right in there. It's like liquid fertilizer. You know, you don't want to see that go down the street if you don't want to.
That's the intent. You know, as much as we can capture and you even use on site, the better. You know, when we start looking at some long-term climate projections, out to 2040, 2100, you know, it's going to get drier. We're going to get less precipitation, but when we do get it, it's going to be heavier. And so how we are able to manage that stormwater is going to be imperative.
And now to Chris on the phones. Chris, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I got a quick shout out. There's a bike shop called Small Planet E-Bike. It's on South Alamo in King William neighborhood. They are promoting electric bicycles for transportation, so we're not cruising around in a 5,000-pound car carrying a 150-pound person. Their bikes go like 35 miles on a single charge, and they cruise about 30 miles an hour. So you can go from somewhere near downtown within, say, 10, 15 miles and ride an electric bicycle and charge it while you're at work and almost have a net zero impact on the environment.
Chris, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. So we're seeing a transportation revolution happening right before our eyes in San Antonio. Electric bikes, also the scooters that are everywhere, sometimes everywhere, with annoying some people. Is that changing? Is the city of San Antonio going to have to make some adjustments in order to maximize the potential benefits of these new doohickeys?
Absolutely. I think just in general, there's a lot of conversations going on within the city. With different stakeholders and the community at large, as what do all these evolving technologies mean? And do we need to adjust how, you know, we're designing our streets to make sure that all users are interacting safely? But I think, you know, in our conversations with the community, starting with the sustainability plan years ago to the climate plan now, mobility options are at the top of the list. You know, people really want to make sure they have as many options to get around their community as opposed to just the car.
So Juan Fernandez, you are a businessman. You know, that's what you do. You're not an environmental activist, yet you build homes at CVF Homes that are sustainable and which are responsible. So do people think that you're some sort of environmental green tree hugger, or how do you fit it all together?
I think you need to be, like you mentioned previously, you need to be practical green, so to incorporate things that make sense for the business as well, and for people to understand some basic and simple things that they can use and they can see the advantages. There are some things that are very expensive that for our business model do not make sense, so we do not incorporate those. But the basic things as planning and reducing materials, I think any project can incorporate those, and it's a no-brainer.
Is the city doing what it can do to make being a responsible builder, is it making it harder or easier to do that?
No, I think the city is promoting all of these, the green movement. I think they're very open and they're doing a great job with it, promoting it with like the sustainability awards.
But we should have like breaks, cost breaks for people who do the right thing, right?
Right. And there's also Build San Antonio Green, which also helps a lot people who don't know where to start. I think that's a great resource for them to contact them and get informed to start with green practices.
All right, Juan Fernandez, he's the owner of CVF Homes, previous winner of a SA Tomorrow Sustainability Award. Doug Melnick, he's the Chief Sustainability Officer for the City of San Antonio. They're looking for people in San Antonio who are doing sustainability. Give them a call. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.